The world said a final goodbye to George Floyd this week. After memorial services and observances in Minnesota and North Carolina, his final stop was his hometown of Houston, where a private funeral, ultimately through television coverage, became very public. His life and impact were celebrated. In spite of the sadness of his murder hovering over the funeral, it was a traditional home-going ceremony, replete with songs, call and response, and preaching. He was a father, an uncle, a brother. For some, he was a friend who, by all accounts, was the life of the party. The unfortunate nature of his death, the chord his murder struck with the world, has made an impact as big as he may have made as a member of the Supreme Court, a childhood aspiration that was shared by one of his elementary school teachers. We said goodbye to Mr. Floyd this week, but not to his legacy. That will live on. I'm Ed Gordon, and that's what I'm thinking right now.